what does everybody say we did wrong? We tried to replicate what we're doing on paper, and so I think we need to learn from that experience and use it to influence the way we drive change management inside of healthcare delivery organizations and payers.
Welcome to Unlocking Big Data, a series about getting trusted data to healthcare decision makers, presented by HIMSS. In December 2023, HIMSS Market Insights conducted research with 100 healthcare leaders to understand perspectives on the use of data analytics platforms. Throughout the series, we'll present key data points from the research and focus on why these data points are important and how you can leverage these findings to support your healthcare organization's data initiatives. Today, I'm joined by Dr. John Halamka, president of the Mayo Clinic platform, and Michael Mucci, CEO of Arcadia. Welcome, you two. I'm very thrilled to have you on this podcast amongst the busy convention center. There's clearly a lot going on. So let's do a deep dive on integrating AI into a healthcare organization's technology infrastructure. What do healthcare organizations need to do in today's current environment to set themselves up for success? Let's start with you, John.
What a complicated question. So first, it starts with data curation, right? If you're going to be involved in creating algorithms, you need to have your data in good shape, standards-based, organized, get rid of the 150-year-old patients or the people with three kidney transplants, you know, these kinds of things. You're going to need to make sure you can test and validate these algorithms so they're working for your local population. So that if an algorithm is developed in Minnesota, will it work well in Arizona? Well, we probably need to test it against that local Arizona data. And you need to put it in workflow. AI can't be another app you have to launch. It has to be an augmented part of existent physician or nurse practice.
How many people actually make a startup and think that they have the greatest next thing, and physicians literally are just fending them off, being like, if it's not part of my EHR, sorry.
I get 12 pitch decks a week.
Exactly. Case in point.
But I think, you know, John, you hit on a number of the technical precursors to make sure that algorithms are safe and validated and tuned. There's a whole other side of this that, Kay, you're getting at, which is the change management. And if you look back at the last major transformation of healthcare technology, it was really the implementation of the EHR. And with that 20, 30 years behind us, what does everybody say we did wrong? We tried to replicate what we're doing on paper. And so I think we need to learn from that experience and use it to influence the way we drive change management inside of healthcare delivery organizations and payers to be really thoughtful about how do you implement AI in the EHR or in the core system to allow us to make the best use of it to have the impact on patients and care providers we need it to.
We've been hearing kind of a trend about the people thinking more in the sense of an ecosystem versus being siloed. And I almost feel like with that philosophy that more and more people are going to try to collaborate from the onset to be stronger and faster and better and more organized. John, in your recent book, Redefining the Boundaries of Medicine, you discuss how AI in healthcare has to be accurate and ethical and also equitable. So how do we ensure that it passes those requirements?
Well, you said it beautifully when you said at HIMSS, we're seeing more collaboration, more partnership, more community engagement. 2 years ago, a number of us said, there's going to be a big problem as we have to measure in this AI lifecycle if it's fair, if it's equitable. What do those terms mean? And so we founded something called the Coalition for Health AI, which now has 1,500 members. And that is big tech, it's academic medical centers, community, hospitals, federal government, FDA, White House, all working together to define what it means to measure AI performance and standardize it. So the answer is the community will come together with these definitions. And I actually hope we'll get to a point where you can't buy a mattress without a label. You can't buy an algorithm without a data card and model card describing its performance.
I agree with that. I was having a conversation with one of our customers in the Medicaid space. We were talking about how do you increase the equitable delivery of care. And one of the things that they've done that I think is so interesting is they use their data to identify within their population what segments are not accessing the healthcare system, and they go out and find those patients and bring them in. And in doing so, they're contributing to their data set so they can make their data foundation that's being used
less
for stratification.
Biased.
Exactly. So by looking for gaps in their data that drives their care model, to then fill in that data set.
Isn't it sort of cool that they're now at a point where something as strong and forceful as AI, that people are taking a conservative and considerate approach versus running and gunning to be the best or the fastest or the richest? I feel like there's a difference in philosophy. Do you guys feel that in ethos on the way people are working today?
Well, the keynote that I just gave at HIMSS is, how do we ensure the generative AI train stays on the tracks? And the answer is, well, you can go fast and still be safe.
Right.
You just have to know to slow down on the turns.
I love it. I think that's true. So imagine you two are looking into a crystal ball. What kinds of transformations do you see data analytics platforms and AI powering? What do you see?
I think that one of the biggest impacts I see is being able to reduce the administrative burden on so many parts of our healthcare system. I've been in population health and value-based care for 15 years, and we've talked a lot about clinicians working at the top of their license. And I would always joke that it was always about clinicians. It was never about technologists working at the top of license. And what's so exciting about generative AI is that I think we finally have a solution and a set of tools that allow clinicians to work at top of license, for patients to be activated and educated at top of license, for analysts and software developers to be working on high-value tasks, not repetitive tasks. And so I think what we see is a productivity lift. McKinsey produced a study last year that I estimates there's about $5 trillion of waste in the way that we operate our healthcare system. And that's not just in how we care for patients. It's about the fact that if you ask a healthcare analytics or BI developer what they spend their day doing, they use it cleaning data or generating basic lists. I think we have a tool to lift the efficacy of our technologists as well as our care providers. And I think that's a real transformative outcome.
John?
When we think of care transformation, part of this has been rethinking the model of care delivery. So, for example, I have a supraventricular tachycardia, which means my heart rate sometimes goes from 50 to 170. Now, how would you typically analyze that? Oh, I would go to a bricks and mortar facility where they would do an echocardiogram, a treadmill test, potentially coronary artery CT. What did I do? I bought a $90 monitor that I strapped to my chest, which fed real-time data to Mayo's algorithms and was able, while sitting in my living room, to say, oh, you know, you do not have a cardiomyopathy, an ejection fraction, or a coronary artery problem. You have a conduction issue. Take 25 cents of diltiazem and you'll be cured. Well, I'm sitting at HIMSS today, cured. And all of that's AI powered.
That's super cool. Anything else you guys want to add? We are, obviously, it's been so great to have you here. I know your time is short. It's been wonderful to actually be interviewing you amongst the HIMSS Convention Center. You can hear the noise behind, people coming and going. Anything else you guys want to add to this podcast?
No, I think one of the things that's really interesting at the moment we're in, the healthcare system in the United States is under a tremendous amount of pressure, especially coming out of the pandemic. You have hospitals across the country losing money trying to figure out how to optimize their operating model.
Burnout.
Burnout among care providers. You have patients who don't feel like they're getting the experience they want. You have new entrants, folks like, you know, CVS and Walgreens trying to get into healthcare delivery. There's pressure coming at us from all sides. And what I keep telling folks who are pessimistic about the current moment is that some of the most beautiful substances on earth come out of pressure. A lot of us are wearing diamonds, and those are created under immense pressure. And I think that that's what we have an opportunity to create, is a bunch of diamonds. And I think that that's the moment we're in.
And we always need to think through the eyes of the patient. There are going to be patients very concerned about privacy, and that may be very fearful of AI. So we meet the patient, their level of technological sophistication, and respect their wishes. So for example, at Mayo, 3,000 patients of our 10 million have said, I actually don't want my data used to create AI. The answer is, it's not. So protect privacy and respect your patients.
I think that's a really important point, especially given the current events on threat actors, being able to respect privacy and be safe and secure. It's a balance we all have to strike as we look to harness this new technology to advance our system.
Which came from years and years of watching how people were dealing with data and dealing with privacy and making mistakes.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being here. I hope you have an amazing rest of your conference.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks so much.
Be sure to catch the companion HIMSS TV episode with John and Michael for more on emerging technology's impact on future healthcare delivery. For HIMSS Cast, I'm Kate Milliken.